Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
So how do we want to do this before I start this show?
You didn't think of that?
Get on the stick.
I don't know.
Probably a horrible pogo accident. You know, doink, doink.
Welcome to a collaboration between the Pop Culture Network and the Geekcast Radio Network. This is From the Command Center, the podcast. This is episode 27. And I am, of course, one of your hosts, TFG and Mike. Joining me is Scotty Cash from the Pop Culture Network.
What's up, fellas?
Oh, not much. And also joining us is the Super Sentai guy, Spirit of Alt Matrix. Hello.
Hello.
We will not be discussing Power Rangers news this time around. I will say in episode 26, I meant to, when we had that whole TMZ argument, not really argument, but the whole DMZ discussion with, about Jason David Frank posting to TMZ, my main point in bringing that up was the fact that he spread the news that both the green and the white are appearing in the Megaforce reunion thing.
Oh, well, so, you didn't say that. Sorry.
Yeah, I didn't say that because I didn't get a chance to, because we went on to the whole thing of TMZ is the most, you know, it's easiest way to get the word out.
Yep, you're welcome.
I wonder how they're going to do that.
Magic.
Yeah.
Magic.
It'll be a broomstick up the ass.
Gotcha.
Oh God! I'm just getting this picture of like the White Ranger outfit, and you just see these guys behind a rock holding it up.
So tonight we're gonna do our worst and best five morphers, or top ten, or however the hell we're gonna do it. I don't know. We're gonna do morphers, and we're also gonna briefly talk about
power-ups.
The worst upgrades, and then what our favorite upgrades are.
My favorite is the Fire Flower.
Yeah, the only problem is with invincibility with the Starman is essentially the Fire Flower, at least in the old show.
Yeah. Okay, so, Morphers.
It's what?
Morphers.
Yes, we will get to the Morphers after this.
It's Morpher time!
So we are back, and we're talking about morphers we just don't care for at all. Number five, Scotty, what is your number five?
The Solar Cell Morpher.
What series is that from?
That is, Oh my God, you would ask me. It is the guy. It's like, it looked like the hole puncher. It's the, is it Mystic Force? The solar train, the same.
Oh yeah, the solar cell morpher. Yes, yeah.
It was like the, it looked like the hole puncher. Like the thing would come up and he'd punch it and it'd spin around. I can't think of his name for the life of me.
Is this from Jungle? Not Jungle Fury.
No, it's from Mystic Force.
Mystic Force. Yeah, it was. What's his damn name? The like the Indian looking dude. I'm sure everybody's gonna freak out about me calling him an Indian.
Steve. His name was Steve.
Steve the Indian. That is right. Or Tonto.
Daggeron.
Yeah. He used the hole puncher as a morpher.
Yeah, that's kind of lame.
Oh
boy. Spada, you're number five.
The Solar Morphers from Jungle Fury. Seriously? Sunglasses?
Oh, come on. Anything's better than the Growl Morphers, though. Or the Growl Phones. Ugh. I thought that was cool, though. I really did. Because it was something we hadn't seen before.
And your number five is?
Overdrive. Ugh, God. Those were bad morphers. Oh, my God, were they bad. The Overdrive Tracker. And don't even get me started on the Mercury Morpher. Holy crap. The Overdrive Trackers are essentially an upgraded version of the Growl Morphers from Wild Force.
Not even close.
As far as the design of the cell phone, they're an upgraded version of the Overdrive Tracker is an upgraded version of the Growl Phones. At least in the design.
Mm-mm. Not even close. What are you talking about?
I disagree. The Growl Morphers could transform into different, like, beasts or whatnot. The Overdrive Morphers...
Right, but I'm talking about, like, when they're holding it in their hand. It's a damn cell phone, and they look the same to me. Yes, in the animation and the morphing sequence, they transform into animals, but I'm talking about when the Rangers are actually holding them.
Yes, the cell phone morpher has been a gimmick for a while now.
All right, number four, Scotty.
The crappy Overdrive Morpher.
Yeah, it's.
I didn't really care for it. I don't really see the example you're using, Mike. Maybe I'm just retarded, but the Growl Phone is a cell phone that is flips open into an animal. The Overdrive is a gun-looking cell phone thing with a screen. So, either way, it was trash.
Yeah, either way, it was trash. Number four, Spada?
The Goze Morphers from Mega Force. Because, think about this. Okay, you're getting ready for battle. You're running towards battle. And, oh, God, I dropped my cards. I can't morph! You know what? All they need to do is when they're getting ready to morph, just have a monster that could create a very, very stiff breeze. And the cards will fly out of their hands, and then that's it.
Oh, man. Yeah. Oh, it's so funny. All right. My number four, the Turbo Morphers. Oh, God. I hated the Turbo Movie Morphers in the movie and in the show. They were just so bad. So, so bad. Here, let me have this one thing on my wrist. And here, let me have this key that I have to insert into my wrist. There's no way in hell any sensible, even the dumbest monster, would have attacked them in human form before they even got a chance to morph. And I get it. It's television. It's a show. It's supposed to be able to, you know, give us as the audience a chance to see these morphing sequences, but in a real battle, this morpher would never, ever get used. So bad. All right. What is your number three, Scotty?
It's kind of sad to say because I don't mind it, but now that I've seen the Japanese version, the Samurizer, because... help me out real quick, Spada. Mm-hmm. What is Samurai in Japan? Singer. The
Shinkenger.
Japanese samurai is a it's a morpher and it's a cell phone that snaps together into a paintbrush. And then that's how they do their designs. Well, instead of doing that, they just put a light on the end of the phone, which, you know, like the Gold Ranger or the Gold Ranger's morpher is okay. The Gold Samurizer, but all the other ones, it's just like, it's like you're so lazy, you can't even make this phone snap together into a paintbrush. So
yeah, and the actual toy would fold lengthwise in half, and a little paintbrush would actually extend from one end.
Right, on the Japanese version.
On the Japanese toy.
On the American version, they put two hunks of plastic together, added a sound or two, and got you for $17.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm so glad I don't collect Power Rangers toys anymore.
Oh, I was so happy to get that thing until I opened it, and I was like, you gotta be kidding me.
Yep.
And then I went and spent $80 on the Japanese version.
Don't blame you.
What about you, Spada? What's your number three?
The Astromorpher from In Space. Wow. Have you ever seen anybody try to panically type an email on a BlackBerry? That's about the size of the keys. So you have to type in a code in order to morph. No, that you're gonna fat finger that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's bad.
Instead of 3, 3, 5, you're gonna hit like 3, 4, 3, 6, 5, 2, and turn into a baboon or something.
Yeah. My number three is, and I don't feel for me that this is cheating, because I have seen at least the first episode of Megaforce where they were shown the morphers, but those Gosei morphers. I'm sorry. It looks like a miniaturized, decapitated ventriloquist dummy head is what it looks like. And then the mouth opens. God, it's so bad.
Oh, you could kitbash that into the next ventriloquist for the Batman.
The one that Batgirl is facing now in the current New 52 issues is very interesting, I'll say that. All right, so number two, Scotty, what's your number two worst morpher?
The Wild Force Growl phone. I am not a fan of the cell phone much. Like, even the Mystic Force cell phone, I'll give that the best. I'll give that an honorable mention of the cell phones, because at least it flips open into a wand. Like, some of these other phones, like the SPD phone, like, that's also another honorable mention of just a crap-ass morpher.
You know? The SPD one?
I don't like it. Uh-oh. It's a cell phone. That's, again, it's another cell phone. Like, I'm so glad that they've got away from the cell phones. So call me crazy, but I like the Gosei Morpher because it's not a cell phone. You know what you can't do with the Gosei Morpher? Call your mom. I'm all for it.
Oh, boy. All right. And my number... Wait, what number are we on?
Spada's number two.
Oh, yeah. Spada's number two. Yeah.
The Turbo Morpher. This thing drives me nuts, because as I was going through lists of the different morphers, all I could think of was, okay, how many takes did it take the Rangers or the actors to actually do that morphing sequence? Can you imagine how many times you would stab yourself in the left wrist?
Yeah.
I mean, just like, okay, I'm driving, and then morph. You'd slit your wrist before you actually morphed.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Oh, God. Looking at the... my number two is the Samurizer. You know what this reminds me of? Reminds me of Mario Paint. Mario Paint is better than these fucking Samurizers. Holy crap. Oh, my God. Yeah, it's no secret, and I'd never made it a secret in the Samurai episode of the show, of the podcast, that I hate the symbol power stuff. I understand why they used it, because it's, you know, it's part of the samurai culture and whatever else. I get that. I just thought it was the dumbest way to morph in general. And the samurais, the samuraisers themselves, they suck. They just suck. All right, what is your number one worst morpher, Scotty?
The Jungle Fury sunglasses. It's the only thing I don't like about Jungle Fury. More so, they ruined it by laying their glasses down a few different times. And that's why, you know, at least with some of the morphers, you could wear them on your belt. You can wear them on your wrist. Like, you got to have an effing pouch to carry these glasses around with. So I probably would have had to sit down with the sensei and been like, look, can I get like a buckler or, you know, just something I don't have to carry around? You know, something, you know, what happens if he puts them in his back pocket and he sits down? He can't morph. He broke his sunglasses.
Well, what happens if somebody just picks them up, like grabs them thinking they're their sunglasses.
Exactly.
And puts them on all of a sudden. Oh God, I'm a Power Ranger.
That's why they're my poopy number one.
What about you, Spado? What's your number one worst morpher?
This is kind of a cop-out, but I am going with every single goddamn cell phone morpher ever made. Wild Force, Mystic Force, Operation Overdrive, RPM, Samurai. They all suck. They all are stupid. They are just so dumb. I mean, you pick it up. Okay, say you get a text. You're in the store. You get a text. You do the wrong thing, and oh, you're a Power Ranger now in the middle of the store. Oops.
Yeah.
It's just so stupid. And how many people drop and destroy their cell phones on a regular basis?
They have insurance, Spada. Duh.
I don't care. Just, oh, and with these things, you could easily accidentally morph. I mean, with Mystic Force and Operation Overdrive, if you've got the cell phone and you turn and you scrape up against something, or like maybe you just like turn wrong and the wheel slides down your arm or across your chest. Oh, you're morphed. Whoops.
Yeah, that's not good.
You're morphed and you've got a giant hammer that are made out of two wheels. Whoops. I'm sure they wouldn't appreciate that in the DMV.
What about you, Mike?
My number one is the Mystic Force Morpher because of the simple fact that once you fold that thing out, the giant head from the front of the phone goes on top as a friggin' antenna. You've got to be kidding me. That is horrid.
It's a wand.
I don't care. Wand. I've said it before. I've said it in the Mystic Force episode. I'll say it here. Magic in Power Rangers. The specific magic for Mystic Force and Power Rangers does not fucking work. That show was a cheap knockoff of Wizards of Waverly Place with Power Rangers. That's all it is. Okay. Oh, God. Fucking Mystic
Force. And again, what? If you're on the cell phone, you're talking on the cell phone, you're in the middle of a crowded, in the mall. You're in the mall and you go to pick up your cell phone and boop, oh, damn, now I'm morphed. I'm in the middle of the mall in a store. Whoops.
Yeah, that's not good at all. It just isn't good at all. All right, so those are the worst ones. Let's get to the good stuff. Scotty, what is your number five favorite or best morpher?
Okay, apparently we didn't do this on the same basis. I didn't think, if I was real life and I was a Power Ranger and I had a morpher and the monster was attacking me right this second, I'm going to list my favorite morphers on how quick I can become a ranger. I didn't do that. I strictly went by what I thought was cool. My number five is the Turbo Morpher. Their whole crappy gimmick is race cars and trucks and vehicles. And their morpher is a key that slides into their wrist. Okay, fine. If it's real life, I'm sure you're going to miss and probably hit your wrist. Yes, you're not going to slit your wrist. But again, it's a TV show. I like the thought of a key going into a morpher to go with a vehicle Power Rangers. So my number five is the Turbo Morpher.
What about you, Spada?
My number five is Zeo.
Hmm.
I actually like that Morpher. Yeah. You've got to actually do something in order to trigger it. You have to trigger both of them at the same time and then put them together. So that actually works. There's very little chance you're going to accidentally do that. And you could do it quickly enough that it's not going to be a big issue in a fight.
Unlike Gus Gorman in Superman 3.
Well.
My number five is, and I can't believe I didn't realize this until now, that it looks so similar to other ones that have come before. I like the Transmorpher from Lost Galaxy. I think that was really cool. And I'm seeing now that it's kind of like the Dino Thunder Morphers. What about you, Scotty?
I don't even remember how that worked. Did they turn the dial or did they just tap it?
For
the Transmorpher.
Let me look it up before people say, oh, you guys don't do your information.
Do you know off the top of your head, Scotty?
I thought it was their sword that they used. You talking about Lost Galaxy?
Yeah.
Yeah, Lost Galaxy.
Wasn't their Morpher like their sword?
It was, but it's weird. Talks about the morphing sequence, but it's not. I'm on the Ranger Wiki, and it's not. I don't see it right
off the bat of my head. I thought it was like He-Man. I thought it was like By the Power of Grayskull. Of course, I'm sure if I'm wrong, the people will let me know.
If you guys look at the link I'm going to put in the chat, it's the very first picture. Is the reason why I said it's basically similar to what we would get later in Dino Thunder. There is that. All right. What is your number four, Scotty?
Zeo. Okay. I'm looking at the Lost Galaxy Morpher real quick. Yeah, it's kind of like it's kind of like the dial one. But anyway, yes, mine is Zeo. I liked the wrist to the other wrist morphing sequence. I was a big fan of that Morpher, and I liked how the Zeo crystal was a part of the Morpher, and in some of the episodes the crystal was missing or they had to get the crystal in order to activate the Morphers. I was a big fan of the Zeo Morphers.
Awesome. What about you, Spader, for number four?
For number four, my favorite is the Lightspeed Rescue Morphers. They're simple and they double as kind of like police badges. And you have to unlock it in a certain way. You've got to push it on the top and then slide the bottom to unlock it. And it's simplistic, but at the same time, you're not going to accidentally, or I hope you're not going to accidentally set that thing off. And it can be quickly deployed. Plus, it's cool, and it makes interesting lights and sounds.
You're thinking of the SPD Morpher.
Yeah, you said Light Speed Morpher.
The SPD Morpher was the badge.
The SPD Morpher was the phone that flipped down. The Lightspeed Morpher was the one they wore on the wrist that they had to push the buttons. Oh, okay.
No, you didn't push the button. You have to hold the top and then slide the bottom and the little side will pop up.
Oh, okay.
Right, but you said badge.
Yes, it's got the Lightspeed Rescue insignia on it with the Ranger's color.
Oh, I got you. I follow.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, the Rescue Morphers.
Okay. All right. My number four is Time Force. I love Time Force in general anyway. But the Chrono Morphers are just so cool. They really, really are. The design is simple. It almost reminds me of the Morphers from the movie, from MMPR the movie, a little bit. But the design is simple. It's very cool. And I just love that whole sequence. Because the whole thing is, it has to be coded to your DNA. And I thought that whole sequence was really cool. All right. What about you, Scotty, for number three?
The Black Dino Morpher. I don't really care for the other Dino Thunder Morphers, but the key into the...
You and your keys.
Yep, I was a big fan of it, dude. I really was. I like the keys. I like the thought of it. I mean, if you're gonna go, what if this is real life? Then I would do a complete list and probably make the Zeo Morpher the number one, because if I get tackled by a monster, I can still slap my wrist together and morph. If you really want to go, hey, look, if we were really Power Rangers, I would do my list different. But I really dig the Black Dino Morpher.
Yeah. All right. What about you, Spada, for number three?
The SPD Delta Morpher.
Yeah.
I really liked that one. It was very simple. It doubled as a communications device. It kind of reminded me and made me think of the, like if you took the MMPR Morpher and their wrist communicators and just put it into one device.
Yeah.
And plus, exactly. It was also their judgment tool. It was also their tricorder. It was like the miracle device.
Yeah. It's basically SPD's Matrix of Leadership is basically what those things are. It's mini Matrix.
From the movies, right?
Yes. Yeah, that's pretty much my number three is SPD. I love that Morpher. And we've said it many times on this podcast before. Scotty is the guy that loves the animals and the mystic stuff, the magical stuff and the magical powers, and I'm more so, I prefer the vehicle stuff, and which is kind of funny considering I can't stand Vehicle Force Voltron, yet I love Lion Force.
There's a reason for that, believe me.
I know. Well, that's a whole other podcast, but no, the SPD Morpher, you know, it's so very simple, it's very easy to carry it. I don't think, and plus it's essentially their badge. It really mm-hmm. is. And no everyday person is just going to pick that up unless they know what it is.
And it's coded for the person.
Yes,
they did mention that in the show.
Yeah, which is very, very, very cool.
Reminds me of Judge Dredd for some reason.
Yeah, it does. That was the first thing I thought of, too. Hell, when they got SWAT mode, that was the first thing I thought of. SWAT mode was Judge Dredd.
I am the law.
All right, number two, Scotty. What's your number two favorite morpher?
The Quantum Morpher. Big fan. It was pretty much like the Chrono Morpher with buttons. That's exactly right. What it was.
Yeah, but it when it got on him was cool, but the shoebox everybody was trying to fight for was pretty dumb.
Yeah, you just had to get your. Once you got your hand in that box, you were money.
Oh, boy.
No comment.
Yeah. Spada number two.
MMPR, the original Power Morpher.
Yeah.
Love that thing.
What the hell was that?
Is that you, Scotty? Do you have one morpher there?
Yeah, he probably does.
It was actually Snapchat that I thought was just going to be a picture. It was a video, so I hurried and shut it off.
Oh, okay.
All right, my number two is the Dino Thunder Morphers. I like, and I'm talking about the original three. What I like about them is that they basically combine what you had in MMPR to what you get in Dino Thunder. I mean, technically, Dino Thunder is the... 6th or 7th, 8th, however many seasons. It's like if you erased every other season and just had Mighty Morphin to Dino, Mighty Morphin Zeo, and then Dino Thunder, you know, that would be the evolution of, at least with Tommy, that would be the evolution of his character. But those morphers, the two of them, between Mighty Morphin and Dino Thunder, are just so similar. And I love the simplicity of that. And I love that the Dino Morphers themselves are basically the faces of the Zords. I think that's really cool. All right, Scotty, what is your number one favorite morpher, like we didn't already know?
Mighty Morphin Power Ranger Original Morpher.
Yeah.
Not only is it the best, it's the original.
Yeah.
Cannot argue with that, sir.
No. I'm right there with you, because that was the thing back in the day. It was, you know, we all wanted to have power coins, and those power coins were so cool, and the morphers themselves were so cool. They just were. Spado, what is your number one?
The Wind Morphers from Ninja Storm.
Wow.
Really?
Yes. I just love these things.
The Wind Morpher reminds me a lot of the In Space Morpher. No, not In Space. I apologize. What was the other one with the dial on it? Because don't they have a dial also?
That was Galaxy Force. It's not a dial. It's a free... It's like a top. And the only way you can... If you can get it to morph is to use your wind is to use wind ninjutsu to get it to spin. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, obviously, the toy you just went wee spins,
mm-hmm.
but it made sense why they would be the only ones to be able to use it. Mm-hmm. It looked cool. It was easily hidden. It was just a cool morpher, and plus it also had the ability to shoot colored shurikens out of it. So that's all. That's definitely a bonus in my book.
All right. Well, there you go. Those are our number one morphers because mine. Well, mine's essentially the same as Scotty's.
Oh, okay.
MMPR. That's why I started talking after he did. No, the MMPR morphers are just. They've really worked to, in some of the series since MMPR. Like I said, Dino Thunder is somewhat similar. It's an evolution of it. But if you think about it, SPD and some of the other ones that kind of have that same kind of thing, have that same kind of design, it's almost like an evolution of the original Morpher. Because those original Morphers, to me, almost felt like some sort of badge, whether it's not necessarily a police badge. Those original Morphers looked thick enough to be... Like, hey, here's my Burger King Kids Club card, and it's thick, and it's going to jump out at you with this coin. You know, I don't know. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back and talk about weapons and upgrades, and I don't know. We'll be back after this.
Weapons and upgrades, and I don't know.
I don't know.
I didn't do an I don't know list. I didn't.
No friggin' clue. Back, and over the last week between episodes 26 and 27, the three of us have been totally confused with every conversation we've had about this segment of this episode because we have no idea what the hell we're going to talk about with weapons, upgrades, everything. At one point, Scotty thought, oh, we're talking about upgrades to the costumes like SWAT mode. And but I really consider SWAT mode to be a weapon upgrade or an upgrade that the Rangers use. I don't consider that part of the costume, even though it partially is. Where do we want to start?
Well, to be honest, just so my list doesn't switch 97 times, today we film on Tuesdays. I usually look at this Tuesday at about 11 o'clock. I start, we're trying to, memorize what I, past morphers, past suits, past this, because If I did it tomorrow for next Tuesday, my list will change 97 times, and I won't get anything else done. So usually look at it Tuesday. So when I'm looking at this email, I'm like, wait, what the hell is an up? I don't even know what that is. And then I put the wrong word in there. I'm like, I thought we were doing suits when I meant weapons. So then you came back with something, and I was even more confused. And it's just like, what the hell? I was like, I was so confused. But I now understand what we're doing, and... Yes. Before we get started, I would just like to say I would like to give an honorable mention to absolutely nothing because I absolutely hate almost every single powered-up weapon known to Power Rangers. Except for two. I can name two that I actually like. All the other ones, I could care less.
Okay. Spada, thoughts?
Now, I went with the idea of an upgrade is anything that is added from their base weapon set or from their base, you know, the base Rangers.
Right.
Base Rangers have their morpher, their original suit, probably something that shoots, probably something for melee.
And that's what I went by too.
And anything they got in addition to that would be an upgrade.
Mm-hmm.
For example, the original Rangers are a bad example because they didn't really get any upgrades that I can think of off the top of my head.
Yeah, they had the Power Blaster, which was combined from their five weapons.
So that would be part of their initial equipment. So that would be that would not be counted on my list. And
now, what if a Ranger changed colors and got new powers? Does that count?
No, because that's stupid.
I'm gonna send Saba after you.
No, because the ability was already there. The original three seasons are really weird for me because I don't see them as MMPR. I see them as, okay, this is MMPR Jew Ranger, this is MMPR Die Ranger, this is MMPR Kaku Ranger, and then the alien Rangers can go suck it. But it's anything, those first like one or two episodes, anything that isn't part of their initial equipment counts as an upgrade for me.
I would consider a Power Blaster to be an upgrade because I'm almost positive that Zordon came out and said this is an upgrade for your weapons.
Okay, if he came out and said this is an upgrade for your weapons as opposed to what the base weapons were, was the first time they used it was when they took out Pudgy Pig?
Pudgy Pig, probably.
And that was the second episode?
Probably the first episode.
Was the second episode. Number one was for me, even though he says that's an upgrade, that kind of tells me that the ability was already being considered and in the pipeline. Okay. If it's the second episode, I'd say maybe like the first five episodes.
Well, it didn't make my list anyway, so I'm perfectly happy with that.
Okay. Right. So do you want me to start with my number five?
No, you're going to go ahead and give all of our worst number five, Spada. Go ahead.
All of our worst?
Yes.
We just talked about the worst. No, this is the best.
No. Spada said that earlier before we started recording that he said, how about we just do this? And I completely agree with what he said.
Yeah. I know.
Okay. Yeah. The worst, we all agreed on this before we started recording. The worst power-ups in Power Rangers are every single Battleizer.
Yes.
Every single Battleizer. Now, Space didn't have an official Battleizer. It had a red Battleized armor. It was when the Red Ranger gained a 12-pack.
Yes.
Yeah.
Other ones consist of rollerblades, boxing gloves, silly-ass wings, and stuff you'll never, ever want to use because it's way too heavy.
I think we can all agree. We like Dino Thunder, right?
Yeah.
The red Battleizer was a pair of slinky arms. He turned into fucking Springman from Mega Man 7.
Go Gadget Dino Thunder. I'm even going to say I don't even like that one. I'm just going to say I don't like any of them.
Yeah, it's just
Battleizers were made to sell toys.
Yeah, they are.
None of them really work. None of them. They apparently are supposed to give like superpowers, but none of them would. I don't even know how any of these would work, especially ones like the Lost Galaxy.
Yeah,
you couldn't stand up.
I know. Yeah.
And besides, my worst list would have been nothing but Battleizers.
I would say that even though there's a slight downfall until they change it, I would say that Triassic Power from Dino Thunder was a decent upgrade for them.
Number five?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're going to start with you, Mike?
I guess. Yeah, no, I like Triassic Power. I did find it kind of strange that they each have to give up their powers and demorph until, obviously, Haley goes and fixes that.
I'm about to say, except for that one episode when they all had their power and he was still the Triassic
Ranger. Yeah, well, that's a... I mean, that's like saying, hey, Optimus Prime isn't blue, but in this one scene, in this one G1 episode, he is. You know, I mean, it's, you know, it's like an animation flub when they did that kind of stuff.
Well, the Triassic Power was weird because there was supposed to be a sixth Ranger in Abe Ranger, but from my understanding, it was either there was a problem in production and they ran out of money, or the director just had issues and he didn't want a sixth Ranger.
Because you talking American version or Japanese version?
No, the Japanese version.
Okay.
Like, there was no sixth... There was supposed to be a sixth Ranger in Abe Ranger, which Dino Force is... Dino Thunder.
Dino Thunder.
Jeez. Dino Thunder is based off of. And there just wasn't. It was the Red Ranger got the... What was the equivalent of the Triassic Power then.
Yeah.
And that confused a lot of people.
Yes. Yes, it did. What is your number five, Scotty?
Mine is the Mystic Lion Staff. Only because it's not a Battleizer, and it's one of the only other ones I could think of. Yes, it has the cell phone, or not the cell phone, the old rotary phone turn thing that would take 45 minutes to destroy anybody, but it looked cool. That's my number five.
I didn't have to, you know, worry about cell phone plans with my mother's phone. Sure, we had to dial all the time. Four, five. Oh no, hang up. I gotta start again.
How do you get 411 on this?
Yeah, number four. I don't care. I'm cheating, Saba.
I didn't even get to do my number five.
Oh yeah, that's right. Number five, Spada.
This is probably the only time I will say anything positive about this show, but in Operation Overdrive, the Sentinel Sword.
Yeah, the Sentinel Sword was cool.
I did like that.
So not only did you get this wicked magic sword that you could wield, it could then turn into its own effective ranger, and then you could also use it when you were fighting in your Zords.
Yeah. Yeah, the Sentinel Sword was damn cool.
Unfortunately, the toy fell apart on me, but that's why I haven't reviewed it, because it just... I got out of the box, I was playing with it, and 10 minutes later, it just disintegrated.
Well, at least it didn't set your place on fire like Armada Prime did.
No, that's a good thing.
Yeah. All right, I'm cheating. I don't care. It's my podcast. I'll cheat if I want to. Number four, Saba. The only reason why I put Saba here is... because, yes, he is a weapon, but he is a sentient upgrade. He has his own personality. It was like having, what's that stupid, we just talked about it last week. Is it Kenji? Crap. The little cat thing in one of the series.
Rick?
No, from Mystic Force. Kenji in Mystic Force.
Oh,
Saba to me, even though he was a main weapon for Tommy when he upgraded to the White Ranger, technically the whole White Ranger thing is an upgrade in general, because he lost his original powers and they created new ones for him. Even though he started out with Saba, I consider it an upgrade from the original Dragon Dagger and Morpher.
I'd agree with that. He's probably sitting in a closet somewhere now.
Well, there is a couple weeks ago, there was a picture on Jason David Frank's Facebook page where he was holding one version of it.
Yeah, he's back there with Zordon's tube.
Zordon's cracked tube.
Yeah.
Spado, what is your number four?
My number four is the Ninja Storm Battleizer armor was cool, but I have to strike it from the list because... ultimately, it's a Battleizer and it's stupid. And I didn't realize that that was on the list. So I actually have to go with the Green Samurai Ranger in general. Because he, if you think about it, he was an upgrade to the team when he, when they really needed him, but he was an upgrade to himself.
Yeah.
Because he had his normal form, and then he had his super form. Yeah. And yes, that stupid hair-twisting gimmick on his helmet was, I'll admit, that was kind of stupid. But the Green Samurai Ranger was very cool. And I loved the character of Cam. I loved him. I thought he was a great character. Now, in the Japanese version, no one had any idea who the Green Samurai Ranger was. He was just kind of there. Plus, I mean, if you have a Magic 8-Ball for a Morpher, that is pretty cool.
He never ever showed himself in the Japanese version?
No, he actually disguised himself as different side characters. So, like, you know, in the Japanese series, they have, like, the random old guy who is befriend to all the Rangers and gives them advice. That was actually the Green Samurai Ranger in disguise. Like, half of
the... You're talking about Miyagi?
Like
Mr. Miyagi, like he fixes, kind of, like he fixes people's bikes.
Yeah, but he would disguise himself as all these side characters. So if you had a character based episode, like say Hurricane Blue was feeling down and he got advice from someone, some random person that he ran into during that episode, that was apparently the Green Samurai Ranger in disguise. So, like, all the side characters in the show that were only showed up for a couple of episodes were apparently the Green Samurai Ranger in disguise throughout the whole series.
Wow. That's strange. Very, very strange.
Get a Magic 8-Ball for a Morpher. How much more weird can you get? It's Morphin time! I'm sorry, I can't do that.
So, wait, Magic 8-Ball.
It's supposed to be a baseball or a softball because it's got a bat,
but Magic 8-Ball would go very well with Merrick's Q-Stick. Pull stick.
Yeah, how awesome was that?
All right, Scotty, what about you?
My number four is, I'm actually really glad that Spada went into explaining our list, because my number four is actually going to be the Dragon Shield. Because Jason used it later on in one of the episodes. So that technically is going to be an upgrade.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Okay, I would agree with that. It is technically an upgrade from the original based Rangers.
Yeah.
And it gave him extra powers. So
and it looks cool.
And it looks cool.
All right, number three, even though it would crush them under the weight of the thing, I still loved it, the Zeo Cannon.
Oh, the Zeo Cannon. I don't remember what that looks like. Hold on.
Huge.
Don't even bother. It's the thing where it's it's humongous. It's ginormous. Yeah. And they all put their like canisters in it with their logos on it.
Yeah,
it's really no different than the...
Oh, there it is. Okay, yeah, I remember
the other giant cannon blasters.
Yeah. I don't know. I just kind of liked it. That was one of the things about Zeo that I enjoyed, because just for sheer enjoyment, you think, oh, cool, they have a giant friggin' gun. And then if you think about it logically, you know, 20 years later, yeah, they would get crushed under the weight of that, because none of them...
Well, what about the recoil?
Yeah, that too.
Actually, you know what? Now that if I remember correctly, maybe it wasn't them. I want to say it was one of the Power Blasters. Didn't the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers have something other than the Power Blasters?
Well, the Power Blaster went through multiple iterations. When they first got their weapons, Zordon said, "These are your weapons." And then, like an episode or two later, he said, "If you need an extra boost before we go to Zord mode or whatever, you know, combine your weapons. They'll become this Power Blaster." Three or four episodes later, he says something to the effect of, "We've upgraded your weapons, even though they still look like the same
deck." Yeah, I remember that.
Staff, size, whatever. They still look like the same weapons, but it was an upgraded, more powerful Power Blaster.
And then after Tommy came back as the White Ranger, they had the Power Cannon.
That's what I'm thinking of. And that thing actually had a ton of recoil on that, because it almost looked like there's no way that they even got that guy because there was so much recoil with it. When some of the other series, it was just like they added all these powers and all these balls and all this might and all this magic, and it was just like, poo, and they didn't even move. So I will give Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Season 3 the benefit of the doubt with the giant oversized cannon.
And I believe that was from Die Ranger. I believe that giant cannon was in... Yeah, that it was a. It was in. It was called the Super Chi Power Bazooka.
Well, explain something to me, Vince Spada. How in season three they still had the Mighty Morphin outfits, but when I see Die Ranger, I always see the White Ranger with.
Die Ranger was season two.
Season two.
Well, the Thunder Zords were in Die Ranger.
So how did they put? I'm so confused. We'll talk about it later.
Yeah, we'll talk. We can talk after the show. I can.
All right.
I'll drop some knowledge.
What's your number three?
My number three is, and this is going to be a little weird, the V-Lancers from Lightspeed Rescue. And the reason I put them on my list was because the V-Lancers gave the Rangers a substantial offensive advantage. Because not only, you know, they had little guns and little swords. With the V-Lancers, they effectively could change from very close to long distance very quickly, and it improved their fighting as a team dramatically. So you had what is effectively like a pole lance that could then be converted into a gun right back to a pole lance. So you could slash, convert to gun, drop down to a knee, shoot them, and then convert back to a lance and stab them again. And they used those straight. And they use those and use them successfully straight through the end of the series.
Yep. Yeah. The V-Lancers were damn cool. What about you, Scotty?
The Delta Enforcer, which was the SPD SWAT shotgun. Yep.
Yeah, that was badass.
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah, that was so badass. All right. Number two, I am also going to go with the V-Lancers. It was one of the best things about Lightspeed. I really enjoyed them. I thought that was cool. There were a couple of times where I thought the Power Rangers were at the Olympics because of the pole vaulting thing.
Or a track meet.
Yeah. Maybe that's how Jose Jalapeno got on the stick. It's a bad Jeff Dunham joke. But no, I love the V-Lancers. They were really cool. They were different. They were interesting. So what is your number two, Spada?
My number two is from SPD, and it's Murphy.
What the hell is that?
That's the robotic dog.
Oh, you mean Rick.
Oh, damn it. Rick, Murphy. Isn't that his name in the in
no,
SPD?
It's R-I-C, Rick.
Oh, yeah, damn it. Then the site I was going to has him listed as Murphy, because that's what his name is what's the series? Decker Ranger. His name is Murphy. So Rick in SPD.
In SPD.
Yeah, I'm looking at the site that I got it from. They call him Murphy.
I was going to say, I don't think RoboCop has turned into a dog.
Maybe that's where they got that from.
But the dog is super useful. He is in canine mode. He's a hunter tracker. He can also do assault, and then he turns into a cannon, and then he turns into a battleized morpher, which nobody's perfect.
Yeah, pretty much nobody's perfect.
But the Rick and Murphy in the Japanese version also had a character to him. He had a personality. So that I appreciated. And he was technically an upgrade to the team.
Yup. He was. All right. What about you, Scotty?
R-I-C. Rick. the dog, he actually was an upgrade. He was just their pet for a while, and it did have his own personality in the American version, and then they actually used him as a giant cannon. Therefore, he was an upgrade. I will agree with Spada, and he also is my number two. I'm actually surprised either one of you guys picked Rick or Murphy or whatever the hell we want to call him today.
Yes, in the U.S. show, he is Rick.
I can't remember what that stands for now, but yes. And there was also a Rick version 2, correct? Didn't he die?
Yes.
Bring him back.
Yes.
But yes, I was a fan of R.I.C.
And when they brought him back, that's when he had the battleizer or battleized mode.
Yes, that is correct, because then they just upgraded him.
Yep,
pretty much. All right, my number one might be a cheat, but I don't care. The only reason why I say it might be a cheat is I don't know if they used it right away. It's made up of the main Dino Rangers weapons, the Z-Rex Blaster.
What? Get out of here, Dino Thunder, number one. Get out of here.
And then the only reason why I chose the Z-Rex Blaster is, again, one of our little cheats here that we've been using, is because in one of the episodes, the villain got a hold of the Z-Rex Blaster, and the Rangers were like, hey, let's just close its mouth, and he'll never know, because the villains, the monsters, they're dumb. They won't know to open the mouth.
On the T-Rex part?
Yeah. Z-Rex Blaster. I absolutely love that weapon. That's a cool weapon.
That is pretty funny.
It is. What about you, Scotty? What's your number one?
My number one is going to be the Sword of Darkness. Not only was it given to Tommy as an upgrade to his weapons, Jason also got to use it later on when he used the Dragon Shield. Therefore, it is an upgrade.
That is a pretty kick-ass sword, I will admit.
Yeah.
It's super badass.
Yeah, it is. It is very much so.
And plus, when the Green Ranger got big, and it was Green Ranger, Serpentera, and Goldar versus the Megazord, the hee 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 ha ha ha, just the laughing. I think the only one who Jason David Frank did evil laughing pretty well for a kid show.
Yes, yes, he did. What about you, Spada? What is your number one favorite upgrade?
SWAT mode. From SPD.
Yeah, it was just so cool.
Not only did they... I mean, the SWAT mode was already built into their suits. It was already there. They just had to go through the proper training and growth to get it activated. And then they ended up with the Delta Enforcer, which is probably the most badass gun that has ever shown up in Power Rangers. And SWAT mode was like, okay, let's activate all the secret special abilities that our suits have. Do we need, like, special targeting? Yes. Infrared? Yes. Motion detecting? Yes. See enemies through walls 6 blocks away? Yes. Shoot through said walls? Sure.
That's a pretty damn good upgrade.
It'll even do my damn taxes.
Yep.
I mean, it was probably the best upgrade or evolution of the... It really wasn't like an evolution. It was an honest-to-God upgrade, because they had to go through major training to get it. And when they got it, they got more powerful and they became more of a threat to the bad guys. Plus, it just looked really, really cool.
Yeah, it did. Very much so. Alright, well, that's it for the morphers and the upgrades. We're going to take a quick break and we'll come back to close the show after this.
Hello everyone, this is Jason David Frank, and you are listening from the Command Center, GeekCast Radio Network.
Coming to Grand Rapids, Michigan on September 21st and 22nd is GrandCon Gaming and Comics Convention, presented by Celebration Cinemas. Join us in playing or chatting it up with fellow enthusiasts in a community that understands your passions. get lost in the adventure of your favorite role-playing game, admire costumes and art from vendors and attendees, meet the creators behind your favorite mainstream and independent games and comic books, check out unpublished games and sneak peek at things to come. You can get all this and more at GrandCon. For more information, please visit www.grand-con.com.
So we are back, and it's very interesting. Interesting lists, interesting discussions, and a few flubs in there and whatever else. But it's been interesting, and we're probably going to do countdowns in the future. I don't know if we're going to do any more past next week's episode, because next week we're going to do Rangers. I'll talk about that more when I give out all the information, but
why don't we do Zords also, like favorite like series Zords?
We will. We can. It's we'll do Zords at some point. I don't know exactly when. I'm thinking where, like, say we do. Obviously, Scotty and I are going to do Green with Evil, all five parts, each part in a commentary episode. But say we do that, and then maybe in between the commentaries, we'll do another countdown. So, I've got so much else going on right now. I need a break from Power Rangers for a while. All right. Thank you for joining us here on From the Command Center. There are several ways to get in contact with us or leave feedback for the show. Visit the network websites, geekcastradio.com and popculturenetwork.com. You can join the forums, both at Pop Culture Network and Geekcast Radio Network. Leave the show's feedback in iTunes. Please do this. Follow us on Twitter. Mine is TFG and Mike. You can also follow at Geekcast Radio for all the network updates. What is your Twitter, Spada?
Bolt Matrix.
Yes. Become a fan on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/GeekcastRadioNetwork. You can also search out Pop Culture Network over there on Facebook. And Spada, what is your fan page over there?
Bolt Matrix Reviews, all one word.
Awesome. You can catch the award-winning From the Command Center video series on PCN's YouTube channel, youtube.com/PopCultureNetwork. Spada, YouTube.
Bolt Matrix.
Yeah, everything is Bolt Matrix, pretty much. Call the voicemail line. Tell us the show you're leaving the message for and your name. 502-526-5821. We hope you enjoyed this episode of From the Command Center and wish you'll join us next time when we will be talking about our top 20 favorite Rangers. No more of this best and worst crap. For now, I am TFG and Mike with
Scotty Cash
and Spade of the Bolt Matrix.
Thank you for listening. We will catch you next week.
My Q-Rex would eat this Dragon Zord for lunch. Yeah!
Hey, Skull, what's that sound?
I think it's those gray guys behind you.
What gray guys? Hey, Skull.
Yeah, Bulgy.
They're coming toward us. We need the Power Rangers.
Let the power protect you.